Wrong Sort of Girl. Written by Helen Bridget. Read by Karen Cass. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Chapter 1. Friday, the 16th of December.
Don't be such a killjoy,
Kelly yelled from the dance floor.
The music's brilliant now. Grinch, get up here and dance.
The strobe lights lit up her friend's face, and Kelly saw Rowan sigh, then fold her arms indignantly. Kelly shrugged, suit yourself, and sashayed back into the centre of the tightly packed crowd. She felt high on life tonight, and no one was going to bring her down. She knew Rowan would rather have stayed in the city centre, but this old printing press on the edge of Helmsforth might look a dump, but was a great space for clubbing, and what the heck, her friend needed to learn to live dangerously once in a while. Taking risks had never done Kelly any harm. The DJ really knew how to work his audience. He put on another floor filler, and the crowd whooped, jumping into the air in time with the beats. Kelly joined them, very well aware that the short hemline she was rocking was being eyed up by many of the men gathering around her. She spotted one with his mouth hanging open, and when he raised his gaze to meet hers, Kelly simply winked at him and wished him a happy Christmas before swirling round and continuing to dance. Suddenly her movement was restricted, and she felt her hemline being tugged. She turned round angrily, expecting to shake off that man, but instead it was Rowan trying to hold her dress down.
"What on earth are you doing?" shouted Kelly over the noise. "You're not leaving much to the imagination," replied Rowan, pushing off a drunken guy who was trying to drape a length of tattered tinsel around both of them. "This lot look like a pack of hyenas ready to pounce."
Kelly took hold of her friend's hands and started spinning her around.
"You're like some Victorian governess sent to protect my modesty," she called out. "Relax, have a bit of fun for once."
Rowan pulled her hands away, and Kelly could see she defended her friend. Rowan was about to leave the dance floor, but as she did, the opening chords to a well-loved anthem lit up the room. Kelly cheered. This was one of the songs they always danced to together at university, and Rowan surely couldn't refuse to stay and dance to this. Kelly reached out and dragged Rowan into the centre of the floor.
"Come on, we love this one," Kelly shouted. "You've got to dance with me, it's our song."
Rowan raised her eyes skywards in mock despair, but Kelly held her hands and the friends danced and belted out the well-known chorus along with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?